matter what you say about love, I keep coming back for more. Keep my hand in the fire, sooner or later I get what I'm asking for. No matter what you say about life, I learn every time I bleed. The truth is a stranger, soul is in danger, I gotta let my spirit be free to admit that I'm wrong and then change my mind. Sorry, but I have to move on and leave you behind. No one can get in the way of what I'm feeling. No one can get in the way of what I feel for you. Sick of playing all these games, it's not about taking sides. When I look in the mirror, didn't deliver. It hurt enough to think that I could stop, admit that I'm wrong and then change my mind. Sorry, but I've got to be strong to leave you behind. No one can get in the way of what I'm feeling. No one get in the way of what I feel for you. People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Would you practice what you preach? Or would you turn the other cheek? Father, help us, send some guidance from above. These people really got me questioning, where is the love? The love, the love, where is the love, love, love? And no one can get in the way.
Bravo. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Laurie. And welcome. Good morning and welcome. And we certainly welcome those that are live streaming with us today. We're glad you're here, and we do have a few announcements before we begin our service today. Let me call your attention to the insert on those things that we featured in our insert this week. Notice that this Friday we begin a series of social activities, and we begin with a movie night, and it's hosted by Reverend Patty. Also, next Sunday's workshop on healing power of love is facilitated by Lynn Jensen, who is a licensed heart math provider. And then plan ahead for June the 29th. Jim Rosemergy, the author of the book that we're looking at during this series, will be with us. He'll be with us on the 29th doing all three Sunday morning services and also a workshop in the afternoon called The Gathering. And The Gathering is based upon his latest book, The Gathering. I'm going to invite you to turn that workshop, insert over. Maybe you want to turn the workshop over as well, but turn the insert over. And are you ready to take your spiritual growth to a new place? Are you? Yes. Wow. I love it. All of those that are live streaming with us this morning, I can assure you that we have a powerful, dynamic congregation that's ready to take to their place, their spiritual life, to a new place. No, by all means, if you have not taken Keys to the Kingdom, I encourage you to do so. It's a great 7-week course. I'll be facilitating that course. It's an opportunity for you to step up to the bat and for 7 weeks to perhaps practice some things that you have not practiced before. You make a commitment of your time, your talent, and your treasure for those 7 weeks. And not only will I be facilitating, but you will also have wonderful support within that class. That begins on July the 9th, and it runs through August the 20th. Also, on July the 1st, Reverend Jeanette will begin an SEE class based on Charles Fillmore's book, Prosperity, and Eric Butterworth's book, Spiritual Economics. Obviously, for the month of July, we'll be featuring prosperity, and that is what we refer to as our Prosperity Month. Today is the last day to register for our Women's of Unity Fall Retreat at a reduced rate. Check out the table in the Garden Court for more details. Other opportunities you can sign up for are in the Garden Court, and they include volunteering at the Twin Cities Pride Festival, the Outreach Visioning this week, the Meditation Garden on Thursday, and the Enneagram Workshop on Sunday, July the 12th. It's not too early. I'm sorry, that's on Saturday, July the 12th. It's not too early to mark your calendar for that. That is an outstanding workshop. He is backed by popular demand. I've had couples tell me, and it's open to anyone, I can assure you, but I've had couples tell me that was the most meaningful thing to happen in their relationship, was to learn more about their Enneagram type and how you can interact with each other. I can just truthfully say it has helped me tremendously with my relationship. We are still together after almost 12 years. Isn't that amazing? But I can assure you we need all the help we can get, and I bet you if you're in a relationship, you do too. So by all means, come and take a part in that Enneagram workshop, and that is on July the 12th. More details to follow. If you have your cell phone or electronic device on that tweaks or shmeeks or makes noise by any means, turn them off, silence them, and truly give yourself and the rest of us the gift of this sacred hour. And while you're at it, if you use it to access Facebook, consider checking in and letting your friends know that yes, you are in church and where you are, and maybe even let them know that they too are welcome here. There are many more opportunities to be involved here and for you to make a difference here at Unity Christ Church. Check out your bulletin. Check out the opportunities in the Garden Court. Also today, we are truly blessed today to have one of our own speak. He's not necessarily a guest, but a friend and a member of this church for over 25 years. He has co-founded the Unity Men's Group. He has been a Unity Men's Group leader and Unity Men's Retreat leader. He has presented numerous workshops at Unity on Shame and Divine Order, Finding Inner Peace and Happiness, and he's also served on committees and panels in Washington, D.C. He is also the Professor Emeritus from McAllister College, where he taught education and sociology classes for 40 years. He earned his B.A. from Brandeis University in psychology and his master's and Ph.D. in educational psychology from the University of Chicago. His award-winning author and film producer. He has had a private therapy practice and has presented workshops across the country. He currently mentors 40 young people. He is blessed, and indeed he is blessed, to be married to our wonderful Gloria Smith. He is the father of 3 adult children, and Lenora, David, and Jasper, and Maya call him Grandpa. Please welcome our very own Michael Obsack. Why don't we begin our time together in prayer? I invite you to go to that place within where you know and you feel God's loving presence this morning. Join me in prayer. Dear Father, Mother, God, today we acknowledge and give thanks for the good that our fathers have provided us. We give thanks for the lessons that he has taught and the love that our fathers has given us. No one does anything perfectly and everything perfectly all the time. And yet we know that our fathers did the best they could with the knowledge and the experience that they had. We are indeed a work in progress as well, and we vow to become the best that we can become. We bless our Father. We bless fathers everywhere, knowing that being a father is truly a sacred role. We acknowledge the masculine and the feminine within each of us and give thanks that God within, that Christ within, is both Father and Mother to us all. Today, we acknowledge that regardless of what is happening in our life, regardless of what that may be, that God within is greater than that situation. We thank you for this day, God. We thank you. Thank you for the rain that nourishes Mother Earth. Thank you for the opportunity to be together in spiritual community. And it is with great joy that together we say, thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let's applaud this wonderful day. We continue our service by using affirmations. The affirmations are found in your order of service. May we affirm our mission statement. Together, we are an inclusive and welcoming spiritual community, transforming lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. Now, our vision statement. Together, we are a vibrant, loving, prosperous spiritual community. We invite all to be partners in the worldwide expansion of spiritual understanding and consciousness. Inviting our on-duty Unity prayer chaplains to please stand. If you look around the room, you'll see that these individuals arrived early. They held sacred space in this beautiful sanctuary. They're here today to hold that sacred space with you, to listen with the ears of their heart, to pray aloud with you, and then to hold what they have heard in the strictest of confidence. So today, if you have a prayer request, a hope, a dream, a vision, by all means, seek out a Unity prayer chaplain. Thank you for your service, and you may be seated. Our opening song is More Than Enough, and we invite you to please stand. More Than Enough.
More than enough.
Thank you, and please be seated. Unity is that positive path for spiritual living. We offer practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, prosperous lives. Unity is also an open and welcoming, inclusive community. Therefore, one of our favorite things to do here each and every Sunday morning is to acknowledge our first-time guest. So today, if you've not been with us for a while, we invite you to allow us to honor your presence today. We invite you just to take your courage in your hand. We're going to do nothing drastic here. And raise your hand as I raise my hand. First-time guest. Oh, my goodness gracious. Keep your hands up, please. Please keep your hands up so that our ushers can get to you and that purple packet that you're receiving today is tells you a lot about Unity Christ Church. It also has a pink card in that packet, and if you choose to fill out any part of that card, turn that into our book desk. We have a special gift for you today. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily recognize you and give you a very, very special welcome. We're glad you're with us today, and we also have not a guest with us, but someone that's not often with us, and that's our ministerial student, Melody Martin. We're so glad to have you home from Unity Institute. We welcome you here today. Melody, are you going into your third year, or is this your second? Yay, God, another year on that, yeah. So, my dear friends, if you're with us for the first time today, we're just glad you're with us. And, we just welcome you. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are indeed welcome here. We bless you. Let's greet each other with a handshake and a hug and a smile, and let's do that right now, okay? So if you did not get a chance to speak with the person you wanted to speak with, we invite you to join us for coffee and tea following today's service in our Friendship Hall. Our next song is Namaste, and we're going to invite you to remain seated. Namaste.
Holds a God in you, Namaste. We now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word and the singing of the Lord's Prayer. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed by our ministry, our prayer ministry, for 7 days, and then they're forwarded to silent unity, where they're prayed with for an additional 30 days. The word for today is Father's Blessing. With love and appreciation, I bless my Father. As we express love to our family members, we are channels for the love of God. Today we love and honor our fathers and the father figures in our lives. Whether they are with us in person or spirit, we express our love and appreciation. Remember what these men have taught us, what they have shared, and what we have experienced with them. We hold them in prayer, knowing prayer is not limited by time or space. If for any reason we have felt alienated from our fathers, we allow the forgiving love of God to heal whatever may have kept us from understanding and loving each other. We let the love of God express through us. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And the word for today is Father's Blessings.
You to just begin the process of letting go. Join me in meditation. Take that deep breath and let go. Begin to relax the body as the chair totally supports you. And now I invite you to begin to relax the mind. Letting go of any worries, letting go of any concerns, letting go of the agenda for the rest of the day, bringing your attention inward to the here and the now, for God is truly in the now. And may my words become your words today, as we honor fathers. May every father be blessed with strength and wisdom. May every father be blessed with strength and wisdom. I take this opportunity to honor the strength, leadership, guidance, and wisdom of my father and others who have mentored me and supported me in my life. I am grateful for the strength and the wisdom of fathers throughout the world who encourage and support their children. Strength and wisdom are spiritual attributes given to me by the divine, and I give thanks for their highest and fullest expression. As I recognize and regard these divine qualities in others, I also develop them more fully within. As I honor and value the strong and wise parent or mentor, I commit to being a blessing and a good example to children in my own life. May every father be blessed with strength and wisdom. And in this awareness, I rest for a moment in the silence. Thank you, sweet spirit, for the quiet and the silence, the stillness. And this morning we again give thanks for fathers. May every father be blessed with strength and wisdom. And this morning we pray with those that have requested our prayers, represented by our prayer box, our cards and letters that we've received in the mail, the electronic mail. We hold each and every prayer request in this consciousness of love, in this consciousness of prayer, giving thanks for answered prayer. So again, I invite you to take that deep breath, let go, and I invite you to begin to return to this time and this place, knowing truly that we have been in the presence of the divine. Thank you. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.
Nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around. Nothing's gonna harm you, no sir, not while I'm around. Demons are prowling everywhere nowadays. Send them howling, I don't care, I got ways. No one's gonna hurt you, no one's gonna dare. Others can desert you, not to worry. Whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while. not while I'm around. Not to worry, not to worry. I may not be smart, but I ain't dumb. Let me do it, put me to it. Show me something I can overcome. Not to worry, Mom. Being close and being clever ain't like being true. I don't need to, I won't never hide a thing from you like some. No one's gonna hurt you. No one's gonna dare. Others can desert you, not to worry. Whistle, I'll be there. Demons can charm you with a smile for a while. Harm you, not while I'm
Thank you, Kevin and Lori, for that beautiful music. The kid nobody wanted to sit next to on the school bus gets the honor of presenting the Unity Father's Day sermon 65 years later for 3 years in a row. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Reverend Pat. How's that for a miracle? Align with divine mind. Go where the love is. That's it. Good morning, everybody, and happy Father's Day to all the dads out there, all those who loved, mentored, guided any youth. Happy Father's Day to everyone, for today we celebrate the divine masculine energy in every person. God is our ultimate parent. We come through our biological parents, but we come from God. Today, I'm going to focus on love energy, which has a masculine and feminine component. When we come to this church, we're going where the love is. When we spend time with people who support and bless us, we are going where the love is. You can feel that love whenever you come in the doors of Unity Christ Church, or go to Unity Men's Group, or Women's Group, or other church events. Can you feel that love now? I think I'll leave now. Love is what parents offer their children. Love is Jesus' second commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. You may not have received all the love you needed from your biological parents, but it was always there waiting for you from the ultimate parent, our divine source. We're going to talk about the love you find in the Witness Protection Program. What is he talking about? Well, this is a different kind of Witness Protection Program. Love comes through the witnessing. Love comes through the protection. And love is the program. By witnessing, I mean we get to share in each other's lives, nurturing and supporting each other. God witnesses all of our lives, and we're connected and supported by our spiritual family. Witnessing is paying attention and noticing the hurting and amazing inner child and Christ's presence in each one of us. We are witnessed by our parents, family, close friends, mentors, teachers. Who has witnessed your journey? Who has nurtured the beautiful inner child inside of you? I like Tom Mielo's comment about Unity Youth Programs, no inner child left behind. Whose journey have you witnessed? We witness the lives of others. We support them through changes, challenges, illnesses, disappointments, joys, and successes. When I was young, I was ignored by a lot of people and bullied by some of my peers for 6 years. Teachers didn't notice the real me. Not until I was a sophomore in high school did my English teacher look me in the eye and say, "Michael, you are a good writer." I was finally noticed in a good way. Noticing the real me is what everybody needs and craves. Who has noticed you? Who have you noticed? By protection, I mean God protects us and we can protect each other. Parents, especially, and fathers protect their children from harm. In the prayer for protection, every week we pray, the light of God surrounds us, the magical energy. The love of God enfolds us, the lover energy. The power of God protects us, warrior energy. The presence of God watches over us, king or monarch energy. Wherever we are, God is and all is well. These divine masculine and feminine energies surround us with love. Consider the 23rd Psalm, David's 23rd Psalm. It is all about protection. You may substitute she for he if you want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I shall walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. How many of you have memorized that? So here is my metaphysical interpretation of this psalm, and it's in your bulletin, and I would like you to read it line by line with me slowly. Spirit guides and protects me. I live in abundance. Slow it down. I am led to rest in the silence and become healed. I am guided to live in harmony along the right path and live out my divine purpose. Even though I will suffer hurt, disappointment, and betrayal, I will fear no evil because I am not alone. I am comforted by divine presence. I am blessed beyond measure. Spirit empowers and loves me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will experience eternal oneness forever. How did that feel? So we are witnessed and protected with love. Father's Day is about witnessing, protecting, and guiding. We are guided at Unity by a very specific program of principles to help us connect with Spirit and be the loving presence we were meant to be for each other. Reverend Pat and Reverend Patty remind us, God is, I am, I think it, I pray it, I live it. Want to repeat that? God is, I am, I think it, I pray it, I live it. We live in the great I am. I means that we're immersed in God's unconditional love and blessings. A means that we align ourselves with divine mind. And M means we manifest love and compassion in the human world. So I am. It takes courage, awareness, and stillness to live out that love and compassion, stand up for what is precious and beautiful. With the help of Spirit, we can heal our inner child from past hurts, forgive ourselves and others. When we follow this program, we don't ask if a particular event is in divine order. Jim Rosemergy says that we ask if we are in divine order. Divine order is where things began, not how things appear in the world. Divine order is the ultimate cause. When we align with divine mind, we go to where the love began and stays. So Father's Day celebrates the divine masculine energy, witnessing, protecting, and guiding. In the movie Simon Birch, how many of you have seen that? A young boy named Joe searches for his biological father who abandoned him. By the end of the movie, he discovers that his real father or parent source is the ultimate God. We can witness, protect, and guide all the young children and adolescents, for they need food, shelter, medical care. All children do. They need love and acceptance. All children do. They need protection and safety. All children need that. And they also need guidance and skills. I mentor many people and try to provide a consistent presence in their lives. About 10 of my younger mentees are new dads. It is a joy to witness them looking into their children's eyes with love. My father was a Mason Shriner and chicken farmer slash philosopher. His wisdom still rings in my ears after all these years. He would say over and over again, "Man proposes and God disposes." And I would mimic it and go, "Man proposes and God disposes." But what he meant was God is in charge. He reminded me, "Don't let your possessions possess you." I said, "What is that?" In other words, he meant live in the world, but don't be defined by the world. He also said, "You get nothing for nothing." In other words, God can do nothing to you that God doesn't do through you. I wanted to win lots of money, and I would enter every contest that ever came along, and he would say, "You get nothing for nothing." He really irritated me a lot as I was growing up. And finally, he offered, "Let people talk all they want, but know who you are and act from your heart." In other words, live from the Christ presence. He was unity, and he didn't even know it. So when we go where the love is, we go where we are witnessed, protected, and guided. I don't know how many of you saw the movie The Way, Way Back. Highly recommend it. Duncan in the movie has been abandoned by his biological father and taken by his mother to spend the summer at a beach house rented by her abusive boyfriend, who we don't like, played by Steve Carell. Duncan leaves the beach house and spends time at a water park called Water Whiz, where he is valued, appreciated, loved, and accepted. He learns to dance, and he is the employee of the month. He goes where the love is. And the song at the end of the movie is sung by Edie Brickell, and it is "Go Where the Love Is." A couple in Minneapolis gave birth early to premature twin girls. They came 8 weeks early and were placed in separate incubators. As the dad watched the girls' progress, he noticed that they were not doing very well. He strongly suggested that they put the twins in one incubator. One of the twins put her arms around the other one in a tiny hug, and they stayed that way. In the next few weeks, the twins grew and thrived. They went where the love is. I hope this Father's Day is a reminder to celebrate the divine masculine energy in all of us, align with the divine mind, and spend our time where the love is, because one of the places it is here. You feel it? Yes. Thanks for the love, everybody. Namaste.
Me again.
Have mercy, thinking about yesterday. I was barefoot in the creek, singing songs that came out of the street. And my heart was free as a breeze, long before it was broken. Long before harsh words were spoken, there was nothing to rise above. Go where the love is. Go where the love is. Yeah. Go where the love is. And you won't be lost again.
So we're going to sing that a few more times. Did you get it? I'll let you know when you're going to help me out. All right? We're good with that?
Yes.
Awesome.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Go where the love is. Go where the love is, yeah. Go where the love is,
and you won't be lost again,
lost again. Have you ever gone astray, road weary, all out of faith? Have you ever lost your way?
Here we go.
Go where the love is. Go where the love is. Go where the love is. And you won't be lost again.
Do it again.
Yeah, sing it again. Sing it again.
Go where the love is. Go
where the love is. Big this time.
Go where the love is, and you won't be lost again.
One more time, everyone.
Go where the love is. Go.
All right.
Where the love is, yeah. Go where the love is, and you won't be lost again.
Nice job, everyone.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Laurie. And thank you, Mike. Great lesson. I asked Mike, could I give you an assignment? Of course, my assignments are always by choice, right? You can either do them or not do them, you know? And most of you, of course, rush home and do them, right? I get that. Because I get emails that tell me all about my assignments sometimes. So this is the deal. This is what I'd like for you to do. First of all, Father's Day for me gives me the opportunity to consciously reflect on my father. This morning, if I asked for a show of hands on how many of you have thought about your father this morning, I would bet 99% of you have thought about your father this morning. So first of all, it gives me the opportunity to consciously reflect on the relationship with my father. My father's in the other expression of life. But it gives me that opportunity to see if everything feels clean to me. Those of you that's been with me for more than 2 hours, you know what I mean by, does everything feel clean? Does it feel clean? Is there any forgiveness work to be done? Is there anything that I need to do on my part? Now, those of you that still have fathers in this expression of life, if there's anything that needs cleaning up, clean it up. Don't you love my bluntness? Clean it up. I believe it's easier in this expression of life than the, and I did a lot of cleaning. My father died when I was 18, but I did a lot of cleaning after my father made his transition. And this is the deal. This is your assignment if you choose to accept it. Go home today. Reflect. Give it 5 minutes of your time. Reflect on your father. See how that feels with you. Regardless of how it feels, know that your father did the best that he could at that time in consciousness, or he would have done differently. He did the best he could. So reflect on your father. If there's anything that needs to be forgiven on your part, forgiveness is all about not your father. It's about you. It's all about me. You know, so it's about you. Then begin to do that forgiveness work. Then the other thing I would invite, if you need some help with that, call me. The other thing is, this is the deal. Then I want you to take a moment and I want you to reflect and I want you to think about 5 things that you appreciate about your father. And you say, oh my goodness, 5 things I can appreciate about my father. Start with 1. God chose this man. This man. Of all the men in the universe, God chose this man to give you life. To give you life. So go home. Reflect on your father for 5 minutes. Put 5 things down that you appreciate about your father. And then email me. I promise you I'll read them. I read a lot of other emails. I might as well read those, okay? So by all means, do that. So how you doing? Are you willing to do that assignment?
Yes.
5 minutes of your life. It will make a huge difference, I promise you. So this time we're going to receive a tithe, a gift, an offering. And those of you that are streaming with us today, we also invite you to make a gift to Unity Christ Church. I invite you to come forward as we prepare to bless these tithes, gifts, and offerings. Hold them in your hand. If you're giving it, hold it together, bless it together, for you truly have the power to bless. I'll affirm our church offertory blessing and then ask you to affirm it with me. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And now silently. Thank you, God. Amen.
An only child alone and wild. Were meant for different work. His heart was known to none. He left his home and went his lone and solitary way. And he gave to me a gift I know I never can repay. Soldier once, but his music wouldn't wait.
sculpting souls took me years to understand. The leader of the band is tired and his eyes are growing old, but his blood runs through my instrument and his song is in my soul. The man, I'm just a living legacy to the leader of the band. My brothers' lives were different, for they heard another call. One went to Chicago, St. Paul, but I'm in Colorado when I'm not in some hotel, living out this life I chose and have come to know so well.
So we just take a moment and we bless these gifts, these tithes, these offerings. We bless the gifts that's been received in the mail this week, those participating in our consistent giving program, our unexpected income program. We bless all of these gifts, acknowledging the one presence and one power, God, as source. And we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission, which is truly to transform lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in each and every person. Thank you, God, and so it is. Amen. Laurie Dockin, we thank you. Next week, we'll step back into our series, The Quest for Meaning, and of course, we'll be looking next week at sacred work. Is all work sacred?
Yes.
Does it all work have the potential to be sacred?
Yes.
What makes work sacred? See us next week, okay? So what makes work sacred? So this is the deal. Several people have mentioned to me personal things that are going on in their life. Challenges, opportunities, some important events that are happening this week. And I would like for you to join me in prayer before we bring our children in. I want you to go to that place within your heart and within your mind. I want you to feel God's loving presence. Go where the love is. Feel that presence this morning. And sweet Holy Spirit, we give thanks that we are held in a consciousness of love, in a consciousness of prayer. And we give thanks that, yes, you are with us each and every step of our lives. You're as close as the air that we breathe. And we give thanks, sweet Spirit, that there is a plan, a divine plan that is unfolding for each and every person present in this expression of life. And even though at times we do not understand this plan, we know, thank you, God, that you are present. Thank you, sweet Spirit. And together we say, thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Let's stand and let's bring our children in. I know who they belong to. Let's bring them in. They're ours.
We are walking in the light, in the light, in the light. We are walking in the light, in the light of God. In the light, 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 in the light of God. You are walking in the light, the light, in the light. You are walking in the light of God. In the light, in the light, in the light, in the light. In the light, in the light, in the light of God.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So our story today for Father's Day was the prodigal son. And you can see that some of our children are wearing joy shawls, and so they're going to show you what joy looks like.
One, two, three, go.
Go. One, two, three, go.
Oh.
And just as a little exclamation point, we notice while we're waiting in the garden court that the sun's trying to come out.
What joy. So, Nancy, camping 2014.
What? First of all, we had a great time.
Yes.
Friday was absolutely gorgeous. It's what camping is all about. And then Saturday just got interesting. And we decided in the middle of the day, hey, let's go to a movie. So we went out. That's the joy of camping in Bloomington. We went to a movie, and we did return and had a wonderful dinner around the campfire, et cetera. And when the thunder started to roll again, we all decided perhaps we'd go home and sleep in our beds. But as we left, everyone I talked to said we had a great time, and we did.
Blessings. I want to thank these volunteers, these adult volunteers here. So how are you feeling? Do you feel better than when you got here?
Yes.
Then we have done our job up here. Mike, thank you, God. Thank you, Lori. Thank you all. And thank you. We do. We support and we love each other. That's why we feel better, because we follow the love. Let us know together our prayer for protection and our peace song. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. And the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are,
God is,
and all is well.
Now there's peace on earth, and it has begun with me. Now there is peace on earth, a peace that was meant to be. With God as our creator, family all are we. Let us walk with each other, perfect harmony. Now peace begins with me. Let this be the moment now. With every step I take, let this be my joyous vow. To take each moment and live each moment in peace eternally. Now begun with me. Around the sun, the earth knows she's revolving, and the rosebuds know to bloom in early May. Just as hate knows love's a cure, you can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. As now can reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as all that's born is new, do know what I say is true, that I'll be loving you always.
Until the rainbow bursts the stars out in the sky.
Always.
Until the ocean covers every mountain high.
Always.
Until the dolphin flies and parrots live at sea.
Always.
Until we dream of life and life becomes a dream.
Do you know that true love asks nothing? Her acceptance is the way we pay. Did you know that life is giving love a guarantee to last through forever and another day? Just as time knew to move on since the beginning, and the seasons know exactly when to change. Just as kindness knows no shame, know through all your joy and pain that I'll be loving you always. As today I know I'm living, but tomorrow could make me the past, but that I mustn't fear. For I know deep in my mind the love of me I've left behind, and I'll be loving you always.
Until the day is night and night becomes a day.
Always.
Until the trees and seas just up and fly away.
Always.